Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, I'm very happy to be here today with you and to discuss about overcoming obstacles on our spiritual path.
Hare Krishna, vrlo mi je drago biti večeras s vama ovdje kako bi diskutirali o nadilaženju zapreka u duhovnom životu.
Mm-hmm. We will just quickly sing Jai Radha Madhava, then I will give my lecture, and I do hope that today we have enough time to answer questions.
Prvo ćemo otpjevati Jai Radha Madhavu, onda ćemo imati kratko predavanje i volio bih zbilja da imamo vremena večeras i da odgovaramo na pitanja.
I hear that most of you are practicing spiritual life, so we are in one sense brothers and sisters, and it's good if we discuss about our experiences and obtain help from those who have gone a little bit further than we have gone.
Svi prakticiramo na neki način duhovni život i svi smo braća i sestre u tome smislu i uvijek je fino kada možemo diskutirati o duhovnom životu i možda čuti neke stvari od onih koji su možda otišli malo dalje od nas.
Mm-hmm. So we will chant Jai Radha Madhava just very briefly. I'm sorry, I'm a little late. I hope you can forgive me this one time.
Sad ćemo malo otpjevati Jai Radha Madhavu malo brže. Ja se ispričavam ako mi možete oprostiti ovaj jedan put. Malo sam zakasnio.
I have a good reason because I'm late, because I received a telephone call from Vrindavan Dham in India.
Imam dobar razlog zašto sam kasnije dobio sam telefonski poziv iz Vrindavan Dame u Indiji.
Jaya Radha Madhava Dunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Gopidana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Randana. Sodanandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Namunati Ramana Chari. Namunati Ramana Jari. Vidheya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihare Vidheya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihare Gopirana Vallava Girivaradari Gopirana Vallava Girivaradari Yasoda nanana vraja jana ranjana Yasoda nanana vraja jana ranjana Amuna tira manachari Yamuna tira mana jari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihare Jaya Radha Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jira Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jira Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Paramahang Saparavara Jagacharya Ashtata Satasi Simadhesti Vaingre Silave Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki jai, Navadvip Mayapur Dham ki jai, O Ganga Maya Munamai ki jai, Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi ki jai, Hari Nam Sankirtan ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Haribo, All glories to the assembled devotees, All glories to the assembled devotees, All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Staya Bhutta Rishma Navati Andra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. When someone becomes serious for the path of spiritual life, he can count that the journey will be very, very interesting.
Kada neko postane ozbiljan na duhovnom putu, može računati s tim da će to putovanje biti vrlo, vrlo interesantno.
Many unexpected things will happen, many surprises.
Mnogo neočekivanih stvari će se desiti i mnogo iznenađenja.
It's always different than we first think.
Uvijek je drugačije nego što u početku mislimo.
There are many documents in our shastras or scriptures which give us a general overview, though, and it's very helpful to study these overviews.
Postoji jako puno svetih spisa, šastra, koje nam daju neki pregled toga puta.
It's helpful to study the overviews so that you will not be overly surprised and maybe shocked by what happens.
I zato je jako dobro proučavati te spise da ne bismo bili šokirani s onim što bi se moglo desiti.
Many devotees stagnate on this journey because they are afraid to continue.
Mnogo bhakta stagnira na ovome putu jer ih je strah što će se desiti.
Some give up the journey in the midst.
Neki u svemu tome i odustanu od puta.
Others are building houses on the bridge from material to spiritual life. Try to stay in between.
Dok drugi, da tako kažem, grade kuće na mostu između materijalnog i duhovnog, pokušavajući ostati između.
But those who are serious to continue in their journeys will find the most fascinating adventure.
Ali oni koji su ozbiljni na svome putu naići će na fascinantnu avanturu.
One poet once described.
Jedan je pjesnik opisao.
Okay, if you are afraid of the love of God, then run away from his love.
Ako se bojiš ljubavi Boga, onda pobjegni od njegove ljubavi.
But then you will not run back to material life.
Otrči nazad u materijalni život.
But there you will not laugh all your laughter.
Ali tamo nećeš se smijati punim srcem.
And you will not cry all of your tears.
I nećeš isplakati sve svoje suze.
In comparison to spiritual life, material life is just so ordinary. So absolutely boring.
Usporedbi sa duhovnim životom, materijalni život je tako običan, tako dosadan.
It's a half dead life.
To je polu mrtav život.
Hare Krishna. I'm so sorry for the people in material life.
Jako mi je žao ljudi u materijalnom životu.
So today we will discuss about the spiritual journey.
I danas ćemo diskutirati o tom duhovnom putovanju.
We will discuss about some obstacles.
Diskutirat ćemo o nekim preprekama.
And we will discuss about what helps us to overcome these obstacles.
I diskutirat ćemo o tome što nam pomaže da nadiđemo te prepreke.
And we will have one surprise.
I imat ćemo jedno iznenađenje.
Are you ready?
Da li ste spremni?
Dobro došli. Please find your seat. Nasi dragi gost. Gost. I will read to you two verses from the Nectar of Instruction.
Pročitat ću dva stiha iz Nektara instrukcije.
Let me first tell you how this guidebook of spiritual life was coming about.
Prvo ću vam ispričati kako je taj vodič za duhovni život nastao.
During his last days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once visited the ocean of Puri. It was a full moon night and the ocean had middle high waves and reminded the Lord of the Jamuna in Vrindavan.
U jednom od svojih posljednjih dana Čaitanja Mahaprabhu je posjetio obale Purija i tu je vidio valove koji su ga posjetili na Jamunu.
He looked towards the forest which where had a silvery color due to the moonlight which had painted the trees whitish.
Pogledao je prema šumi koja je imala srebrnkastu boju od mjeseca koje je stabla oboja u bijelo.
And he remembered Vrindavan Dham.
I sjetio se Vrindavan Dame.
And in this ecstasy he gave a summary of all of his teachings in 11 shlokas.
I u tom zanosu dao je sažetak svih svojih učenja u 11 stihova.
These verses form a manual for those who are interested in spiritual practice.
Ovi stihovi tvore, tako reći, udžbenik za one koji su zainteresirani za duhovnu praksu.
And they were written down by Rupa Goswami and later published in the book Nectar of Instruction.
I zapisao ih je Rupa Goswami i kasnije objavio u knjizi Nektar instrukcije.
Yes. When Srila Prabhupada published the Nectar of Instruction, he immediately ordered that we print 100,000 copies of it. It was the highest number of books which he always wanted.
Srila Prabhupada je zatražio kada je objavio Nektar instrukcija da ga tiskamo u 100,000 primjeraka. To je bila jako, jako visoka narudžba.
Thank you, Irena. You are an angel. He never asked of any book to be distributed in these high numbers. 100,000. Do you know how much this is? This is much. This is like 5 temple rooms full.
nikada nije tražio da se knjiga tiska u toliko mnogo primjeraka. To je bilo toliko knjiga da bi moglo ispuniti 5 ovakvih prostorija.
The reason why he wanted this so much was because this book has all the instructions which you need to become a perfected soul.
Razlog zbog kojeg je tražio toliko mnogo primjeraka je u tome što ta knjiga sadrži sve instrukcije koje su nam potrebne da bi postali samospoznata duša.
So in text number 2 Mahaprabhu through Rupa Goswami instructs us about 6 very very intense obstacles in our path.
I u drugome tekstu čitanja Mahaprabhu kroz Rupu Goswamija nam daje informacije o 6 vrlo, vrlo velikih zapreka na putu duhovnog života.
He said bhakti or our spiritual path becomes spoiled by the following 6 activities.
I on je rekao bhakti ili naš duhovni put postaje iskvaren sa sljedećih 6 aktivnosti.
First is to eat more than necessary.
Prva je da jedemo više nego što je potrebno.
What happens when you eat more than necessary?
Što se dešava kad jedemo više nego što je potrebno?
Who of you eats more than necessary?
Tko jede više nego što je potrebno?
Never. You become heavy.
Postanemo teški.
And this heavy energy pulls you down.
I ta nas teška energija vuče prema dole.
What this means is if you eat more than necessary, you invite the mode of ignorance or tamagun to come into your life.
Što to znači je ako jedemo previše, onda u svoj život prizivamo gunu tame ili gunu neznanja.
Tamagun, you can feel the tamagun tomorrow. You can put your alarm clock at, let us say, 4 o'clock, and then you can see how your body reacts to the signal.
Tamu gunu, odnosno gunu neznanja, možemo vidjeti sutra, tako da navijemo svoj sat u 4 ujutro i onda gledamo kako naše tijelo reagira.
Everyone except for Bhakta Ricardo will have the same reaction.
Svi će osim Bhakta Ricarda imati istu reakciju.
We feel very heavy in our system.
Osjećamo se vrlo teškim u našem sistemu.
Everything holds us to the bed.
Sve nas drži za krevet.
It's 10 time increased gravitational force.
To je gravitacijska sila povećana za 10 puta.
And the worst is this gravitational force seems to work in the mind as well.
I najteže je što ta gravitacijska sila izgleda djeluje i u umu.
What this force is the strong force of the mode of tama.
A ta je sila, snažna sila gune neznanja.
And whenever you take too much sensual impressions, this mode becomes activated and stops you from advancing.
I kada god uzmemo previše senzualnih utisaka, ta guna se pojavljuje i sprečava nas od napretka.
Each sense can get too much information.
Svako osjetilo može dobiti previše informacija.
The tongue gets too, and the belly gets too much food.
Jezik i stomak dobiva previše hrane.
If you are not careful.
Ako niste pažljivi.
The ears can get too much sound and then you are too bewildered.
I uši mogu dobiti previše zvuka i onda smo prezbunjeni.
All the senses, if you are not careful and you overindulge in them, create a problem.
Sva čula, ako nismo opažljivi i previše uživamo u njima, mogu kreirati, stvoriti problem.
This doesn't mean that we should stop all sense gratification.
To ne znači da bi trebali zaustaviti svo čulno zadovoljstvo.
This is what the yogis do.
To je ono što jogi rade.
No, what it means is that we just take not too much and not too little.
Ne, to ono što znači je da ne uzmemo niti previše, niti premalo.
It's like salt in food.
Kao sol u hrani.
You cannot take too much and not too little.
Ne možete staviti previše ni premalo.
This belt to find this balance in this world is not always easy.
I nije uvijek lako naći ravnotežu u tome u svijetu.
And when you go into the scale when you go in too in the when you take too much then, like you overeat then you immediately come into the situation of tamagun.
I ako previše jedemo, odmah dolazimo u to stanje tamagune.
Now when you take too little, if you eat too little,
ako jedemo premalo,
you come into the rajagun.
Dolazimo u gunu strasti.
Only if you are in the balance, then you are in sattvagun, the best practice of spiritual life.
Jedino ako smo u balansu, onda dolazimo u sattva gunu, gunu vrline, koja je najbolja za duhovni život.
This is the secret.
To je tajna.
Krishna says, one cannot be a yogi if one eats too much, and if one eats too little, if one sleeps too much, and if one sleeps too little.
Krishna kaže da osoba ne može biti jogi ako jede previše ili premalo, ako spava previše ili premalo. Potreban je balans.
It is said in okay, that's another point. So but also if you collect more things than you need, that will also increase the mode of ignorance.
Ali također ako skupljamo previše više stvari nego što nam treba, to će također stvoriti gunu neznanja.
The moment you have things which you do not need, you will become influenced by them.
Čim imamo stvari koje ne trebamo, postaćemo, učimo pod njihov utjecaj.
I think you know these people who have 20 pairs of shoes, you know, they spend 20 minutes before they can decide which pair of shoes is just ideal for this evening.
Kao ljudi koji imaju 20 pari cipela, provode 20 minuta razmišljajući koje su cipele idealne za večerašnju prigodu.
20 minutes of wasted time.
20 minuta potraćenog vremena.
More of ignorance.
Guna neznanja.
Yes. So your devotional life becomes spoiled when you either when you eat more than necessary or collect more things than required.
Tako naš duhovni život postaje pokvaren ako jedemo previše i ako skupljamo previše stvari.
This puts you in the mode of ignorance.
To nas dovodi u gunu neznanja.
Then your spiritual life can become spoiled also if you overendeavor for mundane things that are very difficult to obtain.
Također naš duhovni život može postati pokvaren ako se previše trudimo da dostignemo materijalne stvari koje je jako teško dostignuti.
What is increased when you overendeavor?
Što se povećava kada se previše trudimo?
Mode of passion.
Guna strasti.
Your mind just projects one goal. I want to be a star in the university.
Um projecira jedan cilj. Želim biti zvijezda univerziteta.
Or I want to be a rock star of Zadra.
Ili želim biti rock zvijezda Zadra.
Or I want to have a very, very well paying job in Knin.
Ili želim imati jako dobro plaćen posao u Kninu.
And you try and endeavor and endeavor and endeavor. And you slave like a dog.
I mi pokušavamo i pokušavamo i radimo kao pas.
This is another thing which spoils you.
To je još jedna stvar koja nas može upropastiti.
Live simple.
Živimo jednostavno.
The third thing which spoils devotional life is something which is the favorite sport of Dalmatia. Talking unnecessarily about mundane subject matters.
Sljedeća stvar koja pokvari naš duhovni život je omiljeni sport Dalmacije, a to je govoriti previše o stvarima, o nepotrebnim svjetovnim temama.
Unnecessarily talking about mundane subject matters. Yes. So, the Sanskrit word is prajalpa.
Riječ na sanskritu za to je prajalpa.
Jalpa, the word says it already, It's just some sound vibration which always goes next to the truth. It never hits the truth.
Džalpa je zvučna vibracija koja uvijek ide uz istinu, nikada ne pogodi istinu.
There are three types of talks.
Postoje tri vrste razgovora.
One is džalpa.
Jedna je džalpa.
That is just connected with untrue things, just temporary material things.
Koja je povezana sa neistinitim stvarima, privremenim materijalnim stvarima.
Džalpa, 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 džalpa. He and she and...
On i ona.
No, the dress.
Haljina.
The new movie.
The novi film.
And the newspaper.
Novine.
And pra means there's puno snaga in this talk. Yes, it means an increased talk of nonsense talk.
A pra znači još povećani razgovor o bespotrebnim stvarima.
The next talk is vitanda.
Sljedeći govor je vitanda.
Vitanda means when people come together and they really don't talk to each other. It's more like a competition when they talk.
To je kao kad se nekoliko ljudi nađe skupa i onda nije da pričaju jedan s drugim, to je više neko natjecanje u pričanju.
The other person only waits until the first person has ended and then he talks his thing.
Prva osoba samo čeka kad će druga završit da može ona počet svoje govoriti.
Vitanda is also when spiritually educated people meet, but they meet to show who knows more, to show off who knows more.
Vitanda također znači kada se duhovno naobrazovane osobe nađu, ali se nađu samo da bi pokazali tko zna više.
In olden times there were debates amongst scholars. And truth was not the matter, but just it was important how can I defeat this other person and show he is an idiot.
U prijašnjim vremenima postojale su takve debate među učenim ljudima, ali istina nije bila cilj takvih debata, već je bilo samo kako mogu poraziti ovu osobu i pokazati da je idiot.
Today we have boxing matches.
Danas imamo boksanje.
Mr. Cruel against Mr. Brutal.
Gospodin okrutni protiv gospodina brutalnog.
Yeah. And the only question is who will beat the other person. Yeah.
Jedino je pitanje ko će istući drugu osobu.
In previous times you would do the same thing on an intellectual basis with words.
U prijašnjim vremenima istu bi stvar radili, ali na intelektualnoj bazi sa riječima.
Vitanda, it's a terrible.
Vitanda je tako grozna.
It also goes on in 60% of the split households where husband and wife just quarrel.
Također se dešava u 60% splitskih kućanstava gdje se muž i žena samo svađaju.
Only the third talk, it's the tatva darshin talk.
Jedino je treća vrsta razgovora, tatva darshin vrsta.
It's when two people come together and seriously want to find out what is the truth and encourage each other.
Kada se dvoje ljudi nađu i ozbiljno žele otkriti što je istina i međusobno ohrabriti jedan drugoga.
In a spiritual community we want to have such type of talk.
I u duhovnim zajednicama želimo imati takvu vrstu razgovora.
We want to come together and encourage each other in spiritual life and help each other and try to find out what is the truth here.
Želimo međusobno se naći i ohrabrivati jedne drugima i ozbiljno diskutirati i pokušati pronaći što je tu istina.
So džalpa and versa, prađalpa, is the first type of talk which must be avoided.
Tako je džalpa i još gore prađalpa, prva vrsta razgovora koju treba izbjegavati.
Do you know what is the versus type of prađalpa?
Znate li koja je najgora vrsta prađalpe?
To criticize someone else in his absence.
Kritizirati nekog drugog u njegovom odsustvu.
That spoils your character.
To će pokvariti naš karakter.
You think when you talk bad about someone in his absence, you're really giving him the spear.
Mislimo kad razgovaramo tako, kad kritiziramo nekoga u njegovoj odsutnosti, da ga stvarno bodemo.
But what you're doing is you pinching your heart with your character with a needle.
Ali ono što radimo je da bodemo svoje srce, svoj karakter sa iglom.
It's self-destructive.
To je samouništavajuće.
When you talk bad about someone else.
Kada loše govorimo nekom drugom.
Sanatan Goswami makes this point.
Sanatan Goswami je rekao ovu poantu.
Then comes a very interesting obstacle.
Sada dolazi vrlo zanimljiva prepreka.
It says practicing the scriptural rules and regulations only for the sake of following them and not for the sake of spiritual advancement.
A to je prakticiranje duhovnih pravila i propisa samo radi prakticiranja, a ne da bi duhovno napredovali.
Or, on the other hand, rejecting the rules and regulations of the scriptures and working independently or whimsically.
I sa druge strane, odbacivanja pravila i propisa koje nalazimo u spisima i djelovanje hirovito.
As an example which Prabhupada gave for the first, that is mindless following of rules and regulations, I would like to tell you a story which Prabhupada told us.
I Prabhupada je za prvi primjer rekao da je to bezglavo slijeđenje pravila i propisa. Želio bih vam ispričati priču u vezi s tim.
He spoke of some. This is actually maybe something to make a theater play from.
Prabhupada je pričao tu priču, možda je to buduća tema za predstavu teatra.
See in Varanasi or Benares. Who went of you to Varanasi or Benares?
Ko je otišao ovdje u Varanasi i Benares? Da, Nitai. Nitai da pravo.
Nitai da ja pravo. Nitai. No one else?
Još neko?
I stayed 2 weeks.
Rekao bih 2 tjedna.
I wrote one chapter for the book which I will publish 1 month before my death. It's called There Is No Death. The book is I'm writing already on that book.
Napisao sam u ta 2 tjedna 2 poglavlja svoje knjige koje ću izdati mjesec dana prije svoje smrti i zvaće se Nema smrti.
I stayed next to India's biggest crematorium. It's, you know, where the dead people are burned on funeral pyres and then their ashes is thrown into the Ganga.
Stajao sam na najvećem krematoriju Indije, gdje ljude spale na lomačama i onda njihov pepeo bace u Gangu.
I stayed for a whole month for a whole day there. To confront my own death, to think about my own death. This is a spiritual practice which yogis do. They think about their own death and then lose their fear of dying by understanding that they are eternal.
Tu sam probao čitav dan sa željom da se suočim sa svojom vlastitom smrću. To je nešto što jogi rade, kontempliraju svoje vlastitoj smrti kako bi nadvladali strah.
Prabhupada also told his disciples we should, you know, be ready to confront our death, to lose the fear of death and to do what is really important in this life.
Prabhupada je također ohrabrio svoje učenike da se suoče sa svojom vlastitom smrću, izgube taj strah i naprave ono što je zbilja važno u ovome životu.
So there were many brahmanas who take their bath in Varanasi.
I bilo je mnogo brahmana koji se kupaju u Varanasiju.
And when they come out, thousands at once, they all have to find their own bundle of dry clothes, a towel, tilak and so on.
I kada izađu ponekad po stotinu isto vrijeme, svi moraju naći svoj svježan suhe odjeće, svoj tilak.
So one of these brahmanas decided, I always have to look so long for my things, you know, my dry things. I better mark them by putting a little clay ball on my things and a copper spoon.
I jedan je brahmana tako razmišlja, uvijek toliko puno tražim svoje stvari. Možda bolje da ih označim stavljajući glinenu posudu i jednu žlicu na svoje stvari.
And then he went into the Ganga and he sent Gangaya Svaha, Om Gangaya Svaha, and then many songs, many rituals.
I tako je ušao u Gangu i napravio mnogo rituala, izmantrao mnogo mantri.
You can make a ritual around everything, and in India they do this.
Možete napraviti ritual od svega, i u Indiji to rade.
So when he came out, he very quickly found his pile of things, because there was this clay ball and the spoon.
I kada je izašao, vrlo je brzo našao svoje stvari, jer je tu bila ta glinena kugla i ta žlica.
It was like a special tag he had put on them.
To je bila kao specijalna oznaka koju je stavio na njih.
Recognition tag.
Oznaka za prepoznavanje.
Then the next day he also went into the Ganga.
I sljedeći dan je također otišao u Gangu.
He did his mantras and his rituals.
Napravio svoje mantre i rituale.
And when he came out, he saw on every pile of clothes there was a clay ball and a copper spoon.
I kada je izašao, bio je iznenađen jer je vidio da je na svakoj gomili odjeće bila glinena kugla i bakrena žlica.
What had happened?
Što se desilo?
The other brahmana thought, a new ritual.
Drugi brahmana, što se desilo je da je drugi brahmana mislio, novi ritual.
Dobro, we must also do this.
Dobro, i mi to moramo napraviti.
Hajdemo.
Idemo.
We are also very educated in the Vedic scriptures.
Mi smo također vrlo educirani u vedske spise.
This is what it means to follow mindless rules and regulations.
To znači slijediti bezglavo propise i pravila.
My dear devotees, it could happen in Krishna consciousness to you.
Moji dragi bhakte, to se može desiti u svjesnosti Krišne i vama.
When you are new in Krishna consciousness, you could say, well, let's put on tilak also.
Kad ste novi u svjesnosti Krišne, možete reći, idem staviti tilak također.
If someone asked you, Manjari, why did you put on tilak today?
Ako vas neko pita, Madhuri Manjari, zašto si danas stavila tilak?
Gomarava, why did you put on tilak today? What does this mean?
Što to znači?
And you say, well, everyone does this here.
Ti kažeš, to svi rade ovdje.
Then this means to follow the mindless following of rules and regulations.
Onda to znači bezglavo slijeđanje pravila i propisa.
Should have an answer.
Trebali bi imati neki odgovor.
Say, well, this is a sign. It means the temple of Lord Keshava.
Možemo reći, a to je znak koji znači hram gospodina Kešave.
I'm putting Lord Keshava here.
Stavljam ovdje gospodina Kešava.
Meaning that I surrender my life to him, to Lord Krishna.
To znači da predajem svoj život njemu, gospodinu Krišni.
Inviting him to be with me and protect me.
Pozivam ga da bude s menom i da me zaštiti.
That my intelligence is pure and not dark.
Da je moja inteligencija čista, a ne mračna.
That's why when I put this on, I chant the name Om Keshavaya Namaha. If you just put the clay on, it's not really putting on tilak. You have to chant the mantra.
I zato kada stavljam tilak, onda izgovaram mantru Om Keshava Namaha.
See, if you follow only rules and regulations because they're there, you just don't have any spiritual benefit.
I ako samo slijedimo pravila i propise samo zato što su tu, nemamo duhovne dobrobiti.
When I stayed with the lived amongst Buddhists in Meklod Ganj, that's above Dharamshala, I stayed there in a Buddhistic is called Dharmshala, also the, what is it called in English, guest house, I saw many of the Buddhists with these this prayer mills. Do you know prayer mills? Yeah. And I asked them, why do you do this?
Kada sam jedno vrijeme proveo sa budistima na Tibetu, stajao sam u njihovoj kući za goste i vidio sam mnogo budista sa njihovim kolima za molitvu. To je, to se ovako vrti.
What does this mean?
I pitao sam im što to znači.
Everyone does this here.
Svi to rade tu.
And I said, don't be so mindless, ask the Dalai Lama.
I rekao sam, ne budi tako bezglav, pitaj Dalai
Lama. Or some lama.
Ili neku lamu.
Because they had told me what it means. Some lama had told me.
Jedan mi je lama rekao što znači.
You circumambulate, just like this, there's a little thing, you know, which goes around. This is you circumambulate in your consciousness the universe.
Ima jedna stvar koja tako kruži kad vrtite i to u biti predstavlja vas koji obilazite svemir u svome umu.
And you understand everything is unimportant in the universe.
I znate da ništa nije bitno u univerzumu.
Only the divine teachings of Buddha.
Samo božanska učenja Bude.
The Sangha of the Buddhists.
Društvo budista.
And something else is important.
Još nešto.
And Dharma.
I Dharma.
And I told him, this is what it means.
Rekao sam, to znači to.
Ja sam Hare Krishna, I know more about you, your practice than you.
Ja sam Hare Krishna, ali znam više o tvojoj praksi, o tebe.
I don't disturb only the Hare Krishna people, I also disturb the...
Ne stvaram uznemirenja samo Hare Krishna ljudima, već i budistima.
Mindless following doesn't bring you anywhere in all religions.
U svim religijama bezglavo slijeđenje vas nigdje neće odvesti.
And the other thing is if you just reject spiritual guidance, that also doesn't bring you anywhere.
I druga stvar je ako odbacimo duhovno vodstvo, to nas također nigdje neće odvesti.
Then we have a fifth association with worldly minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness can spoil your bhakti.
Sljedeća zapreka je druženje sa svjetovnim osobama koje nisu zainteresirane za svjesnost Krišne. To također može pokvariti našu bhakti.
Association or your consciousness is like a crystal and if you put, let us say, a red flower before a crystal, the red flower will soon be in the crystal as a reflection.
Naš um je poput kristala i ako uzmemo i stavimo crveni cvijet ispred kristala, on će se vrlo brzo naći kao refleksija unutar kristala.
The same thing happens when you are associating with materially material minded people. Their influence becomes reflected in the crystal of your consciousness.
Ista stvar se dešava ako se družimo sa materialistički orijentiranim ljudima, njihova svjesnost postaje reflektirana u kristalu našeg uma.
This is sometimes a problem for us when we are a congregational movement.
To je ponekad problem za nas kada smo kongregacijski pokret.
We are associating at our working place with materialistic people.
Družimo se na poslu sa materialističnim ljudima.
Who of you works?
Tko ovdje radi?
Sometimes you may notice that when you have too much association with materialistic people, you somehow seem to be a little bit more down.
Možemo ponekad primijetiti kad imamo previše društva sa materialističnim naklonjenim osobama, osjetimo se nekako spušteno.
Or some of us go to the university.
Neki također idu na univerzitete, fakultete.
Now I have interesting news for you.
Imam zanimljivu vijest za vas.
This does not necessarily need to put your consciousness down.
Ovo nije nužno da će spustiti našu svjesnost.
Only when you associate with affection with materialistic people, their influence comes to you.
Jedino kada se družimo sa privrženošću, sa materialistički naklonjenim osobama, njihov utjecaj dolazi na nas.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur said in the 18th century, if you ride in the same boat with materialistic people, it is not a problem.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur je rekao u 18. stoljeću, ako se vozite u istom brodu sa materialističnim osobama, to nije problem.
He lived in Navadvip and you would cross, the Navadvip means 9 islands, and you would go from one island to the other in boat. And sometimes in these Navadvip boats, there are 20 up to 50 people.
On je živio u Navadvipu. Navadvip znači 9 otoka i onda bi išao sa brodom s jednog otoka na drugi, ponekad bi tu bilo i do 50 ljudi u brodu.
I remember last time I was with I was talking with Krishna Chetraprabhu and he wanted to go to one other island and his boat started to leave.
Jednom se sjećam, pričao sam sa Krishna Chetraprabhuom i on je želio otići na jedan od tih otoka i dok smo pričali njegov brod je krećao.
You have to wait for one hour before the next one comes.
Morate čekati sat vremena prije nego što sljedeći dođe.
Stop, stani. Then he ran and he jumped. I've never seen him jumping so nicely from the island into the boat.
Ja sam vikao stani i nikad nisam vidio Krishna Chetraprabhu da tako fino skače sa obale na brod.
So on such a boat there are many people.
I na takvom brodu ima jako puno ljudi.
But you are, it doesn't mean you should swim over the river. You can go there, but the moment you develop an affection, then the influence starts.
I to ne znači da bi trebali plivati preko te vode, ali čim razvijemo privrženost, utjecaj dolazi.
When you love a materialist, you will become a materialist.
Kada volite materialistu, postaćete materialist.
When you love a material politician, you will become a politician.
Kada volite materijalnog političara, postati ćete političar.
When you love a materialistic mush, you will become a materialist.
Kada volite materialističnog muža, postati ćete materialist.
Or a materialistic gender.
Ili materialističku ženu.
Then the influence starts.
Tada utjecaj krene.
But as long as you just associate neutrally with material people, like you may do in your working place, you are not influenced. It's not a problem.
Ali ako se družite neutralno sa materijalno naklonjenim osobama, onda, kao na primjer na poslu, onda nije problem.
The sixth obstacle is being greedy for mundane achievements.
Šesta je prepreka biti pohlepan za materijalnim dostignućima.
I will not explain this because it's self-explanatory.
Nema potrebe ovo objašnjavati.
Now, when we talk about obstacles, I always feel the energy goes down.
Kada pričamo o preprekama, osjetim kako energija ide dole.
You can never develop something positive by talking about the negative things.
Ne možete nikad razviti nešto pozitivno razgovarajući o negativnim stvarima.
Therefore I want to tell you now 6 positive things you can do which help you to advance in your spiritual life.
Stoga želio bih sada reći 6 pozitivnih stvari koje možemo napraviti koje će nam pomoći da napredujemo u duhovnom životu.
Do you know that this principle that you cannot reach anything positive by talking negative about something holds also true in Krishna consciousness? You cannot become Krishna conscious by talking about the problems of the material world. You have to talk about Krishna.
Taj isti princip razgovora o negativnim stvarima koji nam ne može donijeti dobrobit, isto vrijedi u svjesnosti Krišne. Moramo pričati o Krišni, a ne o negativnim stvarima.
The first principle which helps you in your spiritual life is to be enthusiastic.
Prvi princip koji nam pomaže u duhovnom životu je da budemo entuzijastični.
Like Krishna Jivani.
Kao Krishna Jivani.
She has a name like this. Jivani means life.
Krishna Jivani, to je također njeno ime, to znači život.
Even if you're not enthusiastic, act as if you are enthusiastic.
Čak i ako niste entuzijastični, djelujte kao da jeste entuzijastični.
Do the right things.
Učinite prave stvari.
If your tongue wants to say prajalpa, talk about Krishna.
Ako jezik želi razgovarati prajalpu, razgovarajte o Krishna.
When you want to see TV,
kad želite gledati televiziju,
go to a kirtan.
Otiđite u kirtan.
Do something spiritual.
Učinite nešto
duhovno.
I vidjet ćete da će se energija promijeniti.
The second is endeavor with confidence.
Druga je da učinimo napor sa uvjerenjem.
When you think this will be possible, it will work.
Kada mislite ovo je moguće, onda će biti moguće.
When you think this will be impossible, it will be come impossible.
Kada mislite ovo je nemoguće, onda će postati nemoguće.
Once two frogs had fallen into a deep well.
Jednom dvije su žabe upale u duboki bunar.
It was a dry well.
Bio je to suhi bunar.
They wanted to come out.
Željele su izaći.
One frog jumped and jumped and jumped.
Jedna je žaba skakala i skakala i skakala.
The other frogs heard this. They came at the rim of the well and they started to speak. You will not make it.
Druge su žabe došle na rub i govorile, nećeš uspjeti.
And this first frog, let us call him frog Milomir.
U prvu žabu nazovimo žaba Milomir.
He was still desperately trying to jump, but his jumps were becoming smaller and smaller.
On je očajnički pokušavao iskočiti, ali njegovi su skokovi postali sve manji i manji.
You know, first he was like this, but then he slowly started to jump not so high.
Tako u početku je skakao visoko, ali kasnije ne tako visoko.
The other frog, let us call him Slobodan.
Druga žaba, Slobodan.
Yeah. He jumped first a little high.
On je skočio prvi put malo visoko.
The other frog said, Slobodan, you will not make it, it's too high.
Druge su žabe govorile, Slobodane, nećeš uspjeti, previsoko je.
But he jumped higher and higher.
Ali on je skakao sve više i više.
And finally, he was like the Splitska world record jumper. He jumped out of the well.
I na kraju je bio kao splitski skakač i skočio je iz bunara.
Yeah.
Kao Blanka valjda.
Yeah. He just jumped out of the well.
I skočio je iz bunara.
By that time Milomir was dead from exhaustion.
A u to vrijeme Milomir je već bio mrtav od iscrpljenosti.
The other frog said, why did you do, how could you do it?
Druge su žabe si mislile, pitali su kako si uspio.
Well, said the frog, I thought you were encouraging me and say, you will make it, you will make it, you will make it.
On je rekao, pa mislio sam da me ohrabrujete, uspjećeš, uspjećeš.
No, said the other frogs, we shouted, you will not be able to make it.
Ne, druge su žabe rekle, mi smo se derali da nećeš uspjeti.
Oh, said Slobodan, I have not washed my ears very, very good.
Slobodan je rekao, nisam baš oprao uši, dobro.
I thought you were encouraging me.
Ja sam mislio da me ohrabrujete.
And I got so much strength and enthusiasm, I just jumped.
I dobio sam toliko snage i entuzijazma i skočio sam.
He thought it's possible. Slobodan thought it's possible.
Slobodan je mislio da je moguće.
And therefore he made it.
I zato je uspio.
If you Milomir thought it's impossible and therefore
Milomir
he failed.
Je mislio da je nemoguće i stoga nije uspio.
This is so important.
Ovo je tako važno.
Many of you are having this materialistic propaganda in their mind, you won't make it, and they believe it.
Mnogi od vas imamo tu materialističnu propagandu u glavi i mislimo nećemo uspjeti.
Therefore, the second principle for a successful execution of devotional service means to endeavor with confidence.
I zato je drugi princip za uspješnu duhovnu praksu truditi se sa uvjerenjem.
The third principle is you have to be patient.
Treći je princip da trebamo biti strpljivi.
Oh, when you have your spiritual life and you become impatient.
Kada u svom duhovnom životu postanemo nestrpljivi.
You will become discouraged.
Postaćemo obeshrabreni.
Do you know how they make butter in India?
Znate li kako rade maslac u Indiji?
They have milk and then they churn it like this with a wok.
Imaju mlijeko i onda ga bučkaju.
And for 15 minutes there is no change in the milk.
I po 50 minuta nema nikakve promjene u mlijeku.
After 15 minutes and 2 minutes, 70 minutes and 30 seconds, the first butter clump comes.
Nakon 15 minuta nema promjene, ali nakon 17 minuta prva kapljica masla se pojavlja.
And once the first butter clump is there, then more masli. More butter comes.
I kada se pojavi prvi komad, onda vrlo brzo dolazi ostatak
masla. So if you become impatient, oh, I'm already doing this for 2 minutes now and nothing happens.
I ako postajemo nestrpljivi, mislimo, o, već 2 minute radim, ništa se ne dešava.
Then you will not have results.
A onda nećemo imati rezultate.
In spiritual life you need to be patient.
U duhovnom životu trebamo biti strpljivi.
Patience is another word for determination. Determination in faith.
Strpljenje je druga riječ za odlučnost u vjeri.
Who is our hero in determination?
Tko je naš heroj u odlučnosti?
Dhruva Maharaj.
Dhruva Maharaj.
Yes. He went to the forest and meditated about the mantra which Narada Muni gave him until he saw that spark of light in his heart, and when he opened his eyes he saw Krishna.
Otišao je u šumu i meditirao na mantru koju je dobio od Narada Munija sve dok nije osjetio u svome srcu iskru.
But it took more than 6 months.
Ali trebalo je duže od 6 mjeseci.
Sometimes we become impatient and that means our determination and faith goes down.
Ponekad postajemo nestrpljivi, a to znači da naša odlučnost i vjera idu prema dole.
Please be patient.
Molim vas, budite strpljivi.
Mostly when you are patient and when you are not impatiently demanding for a miracle to happen, then the miracle happens.
Uvijek kada smo strpljivi, a nekada nestrpljivo inzistiramo da se desi čudo, čudo se desi.
I have seen this with some devotees.
Vidio sam to kod nekih bhakta.
Some devotees try so hard to get a muž or a ženje.
Neki bhakte se toliko trude da dobiju muža ili ženu.
It becomes like the only reason to live.
To postaje jedini razlog za život.
Nothing happens.
I ništa se ne deši.
And then when they are patient, trusting that Krishna will arrange it, Krishna arranges.
A onda kada su strpljivi, vjeruju da će Krishna napraviti neki aranžman.
Patience is so important in spiritual life.
Strpljenje je tako bitno u duhovnom životu.
Patience which rests on shraddha, faith and determination.
Strpljenje koje počiva na shraddha, vjeri i odlučnosti.
So now I will look at the clock. Some of you take notes, so now I will just quickly, just without explanation, tell you the other 3 principles which help you to advance.
A neki od vas zapisuju, pa ću reći bez puno objašnjenja sljedeća 3 principa koje nam pomažu da napredujemo.
The fourth is acting according to regulative principles such as Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam.
A četvrto je djelovati u skladu sa propisanim pravilima i principima kao što su Shraddha, Kirtan, Smarana.
No, Shravanam, Shravanam, Kirtanam and Smaranam.
Yes. Shravanam, ne Shravanam.
Yeah. That means hearing, chanting and remembering Krishna.
Što znači slušanje, pjevanje i sjećanje na Krishnu.
The fifth is to give up the association of non-devotees.
Peti je odbaciti društvo abhakta.
And the sixth is to follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas.
I šesta je slijediti stope prethodnih acharya, duhovnih učitelja.
These 6 principles undoubtedly assure the complete success in pure devotional service.
Ovih šest principa osigurava i potpuni uspjeh u duhovnom životu.
My recommendation to all of you is that you make a list of these favorable principles.
Moj prijedlog svima vama da napravite popis ovih šest povoljnih principa.
And then you act up according to them.
I onda djelujte u skladu s njima.
You are enthusiastic.
Entuzijastični ste.
You endeavor with confidence.
Trudite se sa uvjerenjem.
You are patient, that means full of faith and determination.
Strpljivi ste, što znači puni vjere i odlučnosti.
You hear and chant and remember Krishna's name.
Slušate, pjevate i sjećate se Krišninog imena.
You are very careful to give up intimate relationships with non-devotees.
Vrlo ste pažljivi da odbacite intimno druženje sa osobama koje nisu duhovno naklonjene.
And you study the life and the examples of the great souls and try to follow them.
I proučavate živote i primjere velikih duša i pokušavamo ih slijediti.
This has so much power to study the lives of the great souls and follow them.
To ima toliko moći proučavati živote velikih svetaca i slijediti ih.
Most of the time we don't need to do much more for our encouragement.
I u većini vremena ne trebamo učiniti ništa više za naše ohrabrenje.
Read about Ramanujacharya.
Čitati o Ramanujacharyi.
Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur.
Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada.
Something comes in the heart if you read these biographies.
Nešto dolazi u naše srce kad čitamo te biografije.
I must tell you, from all the different sorts of literature, I like most prayers and also the biographies of the great souls.
Moram vam reći, od svih vrsta literature najviše volim molitve i biografije velikih svetaca.
Feel one can learn so much just by reading what they did.
Osjećam da osoba može toliko naučiti samo ako čita što su oni napravili.
Just a little while I heard about Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
Prije nedugo vremena čuo sam o Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
Gopal Bhatta Goswami wanted to worship a form of Lord Krishna.
Gopal Bhatta Goswami je želio obožavati oblik Krišne.
Once he made a pilgrimage to the sacred Gandaki river and he found three Damodar Shilas.
Jednom je otišao u hodočašće na svetu Gandaki rijeku i našao je tri Govardhan Shile.
They look round like stones.
Izgledaju su okrugle poput kamenja.
So then one day before Nisinga Chaturdasi came, he said, "My dear Lord, you came out of pillars, out of a pillar, and manifested yourself as a half man and half lion. Can't you come out of the stone and show your threefold bending form?"
I rekao je moj taman prije nego što je bio Nisinga Chaturdasi. Rekao je, moj dragi gospodine, ti si se pojavio iz stupa, zar ne možeš izaći iz ovoga kamena i pokazati svoju formu, svoj oblik savijena tri mjesta?
And with this thought, he put his three shilas in a basket and put them up on a branch in a tree and said, laku noć, because it was evening. Yeah.
I s tom meditacijom stavio je svoje tri šile u košaru i stavio ih je na granu stabla i rekao laku noć.
The first saints or the Goswamis of Vrindavan didn't have temples. They worshiped their deities underneath trees.
Prvi sveci Goswami nisu imali hramove, oni su svoje božanstvo obožavali ispod stabla.
So when he had said good night to his Shalagma Shila, the rich man was waiting until he had finished his puja and gave him beautiful cloth and rings and decorations.
I kada je rekao laku noć svojim šilama, jedan bogati kralj je čekao da on završi svoju puđu i onda mu je dao prekrasnu svilenu odjeću i nakit.
And so he fell asleep and said, oh, if you could only have a form then I could put these decorations on you and these.
I otišao je sa tom meditacijom, no kad bi samo imao taj oblik, mogao bi staviti na tebe ovu prekrasnu odjeću i nakit.
Next morning when he came to the basket to wake up his Sheila.
I sljedeće jutro kad je došao do košare da probudi svoje Šile.
He saw a form of Lord Krishna so big.
Vidio je oblik gospodina Krišne ovako velik.
And do you know what?
I znate li što?
His form smiled and he could see the beautiful teeth.
I taj se oblik nasmiješio, mogao je vidjeti prekrasne zube.
This deity, he is called Radharaman, is the only deity in the world who has beautiful teeth.
I to božanstvo se zove Radharaman i to je jedino božanstvo na svijetu koje ima prekrasne zube.
In the scripture we hear so much about the beautiful teeth of Krishna which look like pearls.
U spisima toliko čitamo prekrasnim zubima gospodina Krišne koji izgledaju poput bisera.
So in this deity you can see these beautiful teeth.
I u tom božanstvu možete vidjeti te prekrasne zube.
And he's so big.
I toliko je velik.
Do you know why we show the size of the deity as being so big and we don't make like this?
Znate li zašto pokazujemo na ovaj način veličinu božanstva, a ne ovako?
We want to indicate that there is no limit up and no limit down to the form of the Lord.
Želimo indicirati, pokazati da ne postoji ograničenja prema gore ni prema dole za oblik gospodina.
This means granice, there's a granica.
Ovo znači da imaju granice.
15 centimeters. This means unlimited.
Ovo znači neograničeno.
That's why I always think we need to know why we do things, you know, and show things. Sometimes some devotees say, "Deity is this big," and I say, "Why do you show like this?" And, "Oh, he showed like this."
Zato je bitno da znamo zašto radimo takve stvari. Ponekad bhakte ne znaju zašto tako pokazuješ. Pa svi tako pokazuju.
No mindless following.
A ne želimo bezglavo slijedeći.
So then he could Gopal Bhatta Goswami could decorate the deity.
I onda je Gopal Bhatta Goswami mogao ukrasiti božanstvo.
Earrings.
Naušnice.
One pujari once told me that sometimes he has to decorate Radharaman for 3 hours.
Jednom je jedan pujari rekao da ponekad treba ukrašavati Radharaman božanstvo 3 sata.
For instance, he has just finished to make a beautiful turban and put it on the deity, then the deity goes like when he doesn't like the turban.
Na primjer, nekad bi napravio prekrasan turban za božanstva i stavio bi na božanstva, ali onda bi oni makli glavu i bacili turban.
bacili the turban. And it takes 3 hours sometimes because Radharaman likes to play.
Treba 3 sata ponekad jer Radharaman se voli igrati.
Anyways, this is so nice to hear this, isn't it, Radharaman?
Tako je lijepo čuti to, zar ne, Radharaman?
You looked at me like, it's not possible.
Pogledao me, nije moguće.
No, I've heard.
Čuo sam to.
So, this is my little lecture on overcoming obstacles.
Malo predavanje o nadilaženju zapreka.
My tip to you is don't stop with the obstacles. Better is you place your consciousness on what is favorable. Then the obstacles automatically will just not appear.
Moj savjet, nemojte se fokusirati na zapreke, a već na povoljne stvari, i onda se prirodno, automatski zapreke neće pojaviti.
Lila Purushottaman, please listen. Later you can joke. So this is very important, because if you just fix yourself on negative things, your consciousness will become negative.
Ovo je vrlo bitno, jer ako samo stavimo svoju svjesnost na negativne stvari, onda će ona postati negativna.
I have one other point.
Imam još jednu poantu.
I don't know if I can say it.
Ne znam da li je mogu reći.
You can overcome obstacles if you consider yourself a humble servant of a Vaishnava, especially your guru.
Možemo nadići te zapreke ako se smatramo poniznim slugom Vaishnave, specijalno svog duhovnog učitelja.
It is said a layman can cross mountains.
Rečeno je da hroma osoba može preći planine.
Blind man can see the stars.
Slijepa osoba može vidjeti zvijezde.
And a fool can become a speaker if he is a servant of his spiritual master.
I budala može postati govornik ako je sluga svog duhovnog učitelja.
The first service we do to the spiritual master is we listen carefully what he has to tell us for our spiritual advancement.
I prva služba koju možemo napraviti za svog duhovnog učitelja je da slušamo pažljivo instrukcije koje nam želi reći.
When we can't listen to our spiritual master, then we cannot become his servant.
Kada ne možemo slušati svog duhovnog učitelja, onda ne možemo postati njegov sluga.
But our service starts with listening.
Tako naša služba počinje sa slušanjem.
It's very interesting that listening is devotional service.
Vrlo je interesantno čuti da je slušanje predano služenje.
It's not just running around and doing something, but listening is a service.
Nije samo trčati okolo i raditi stvari. Služba već je i slušanje služba.
My spiritual master Srila Prabhupada, when he had given a lecture and he had seen his disciples who listened to him, he said, "Thank you very much." I thought, why is he thanking me?
Moj duhovni učitelj Srila Prabhupada, kad bi dao predavanje i vidio da ga svi slušamo, rekao je, "Hvala vam puno." Because ja sam mislio, zašto govori hvala puno?
Most important service.
Jer to je najvažnija služba.
Spiritual master wants to bring us to a higher level, and if we accept his service, that's a good sign. If we don't accept his service, it's a sign that there's room for improvement in our lives.
Duhovni učitelj nas želi dignuti na viši nivo u našem duhovnom životu, ako možemo prihvatiti tu službu, onda je to dobro, ako ne, onda je to znak da ima prostora za poboljšanje.
I personally found out that if I listen to my spiritual master, I get strength to overcome obstacles.
Ja sam osobno vidio da ako slušam svog duhovnog učitelja, mogu dobiti snagu da savladam prepreke.
Srila Prabhupada had one disciple whose life had become chaotic.
Srila Prabhupada je imao jednog učenika čiji je život postao kaotičan.
So many obstacles.
Toliko zapreka.
His wife wanted to divorce him.
Njegova žena se željela razvesti od njega.
No money.
Nije imao novca.
But 1 million material desires.
Ali 1 milijun materijalnih želja.
That's difficult, you know.
Problem.
And he came to Prabhupada and said, lament.
Došao je Prabhupada i samo jadikovao.
Prabhupada said, "I can remove all your obstacles with one kick of my left foot."
Prabhupada je rekao, "Mogu sve tvoje zapreke maknuti s jednim udarcem svoje lijeve noge."
You only have to listen to me.
Samo me trebaš slušati.
This is my personal experience.
To je moje osobno iskustvo.
In the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam, there is an impressive list of obstacles.
U sedmom pjevanju Bhagavatama postoji impresivna lista zapreka.
You get totally depressed when you hear this lust, enviousness, and all these things.
Upadnemo u depresiju kad sve to čujemo, zavist, sve te prepreke.
And at the end of the list, it says, "But by service to the spiritual master, everything can be overcome."
Ali na kraju toga popisa piše, ali služenjem svog duhovnog učitelja sve se to može nadići.
Why?
Zašto je to tako?
Because it has to do with blessings.
Zašto je to tako? Ima veze sa blagoslovima.
When you have powerful blessings, you can fly over the obstacles.
Kada imamo moćne blagoslove, možemo preletiti zapreke.
When you have no blessings, you stumble even over a 5 cm big stone.
Kada nemamo blagoslove, onda zapinjemo i na kamen veličine 5 cm.
Thank you, Maturanath, for translating so wonderfully. 5 cm, yes. So yes, we have come to our natural conclusion.
Došli smo do prirodnog kraja.
I'm so sorry that I always talk so long, but I have so much to say.
Što mi je tako dugo govorim, ali imam toliko toga za reći.
I have not even started.
Nisam ni počeo.
But I will stop now.
Ali sada ću stati.
It's now 9:02. Maybe you have some quick questions.
Imam neko brzo pitanje.
Radha Madhava, Dayal, please have me Dayal, Nita Dayal, Maturananda. Good. So, Radha Madhava, please ask your question.
So, how to balance between following without understanding or rejecting, not following at all, because we have some idea. These two obstacles we set in Shloka traditionally. How to balance this?
Mm-hmm.
So some people say, you know, oh, you are following without the understanding. And then other people, you know, and then others say, you know, I don't want to follow until I understand. I don't want to want to follow, but I don't follow at all.
Mm-hmm.
What is the proper balance?
Biti ja ću, mogu prevesti pitanje. Pitanje je bilo kako pravilno naći balans. Neko nam može reći ja ne želim slijediti dok sve ne razumim i onda uopće ne slijedi. A s druge strane zapreka je slijediti bez da shvaćamo. Kako naći taj balans?
It's important that you understand why you do things and just gain the proper amount of knowledge.
Važno je shvatiti zašto nešto radimo i dobiti pravilnu količinu znanja.
Now, sometimes it's not possible that you get an information about everything.
Ponekad nije moguće da dobijemo informacije o svemu.
Some things are also difficult to understand on one on the beginner's level.
Neke stvari također teško razumjeti na nivou početnika.
I think some amount of faith has to be also there, that even if you can't understand everything, then you take to the practice, all practice that's very important must rest on sambandha gyan, that is a basic understanding needs to be there, otherwise it's blind following and it's rejected in the books.
Nije moguće da znamo baš sve informacije, ali bilo kakva praksa treba biti bazirana barem na sambandha gyani, na nekom početnom razumijevanju, inače je to slijepo slijeđenje i odbacuje se.
I would like to give an example.
Želio bih dati primjer.
The main practice that is chanting Hare Krishna.
Glavna praksa koja je mantranje Hare Krishna.
It is said in Harinam Chintamani that this works only when you have sambandha gyan.
Rečeno je u Harinam Chintamani da to djeluje samo ako imamo sambandha gyan.
That means you need to have an understanding who you are.
To znači da trebamo imati razumijevanje tko smo.
And what is your relationship to Krishna?
I koji je naš odnos sa Krishnom?
Then the practice, a spiritual practice can work, of chanting Krishna's name.
onda duhovna praksa mantranja Krišninog imena može funkcionirati.
In the beginning of our movement, Prabhupada had a need to very quickly initiate disciples because he needed helpers to spread the movement.
U početku pokreta Prabhupada imao potrebu da vrlo brzo inicira učenike kako bi pomogli da se pokret raširi.
But even then you could only be initiated if you knew the answers to three questions.
Ali i onda ste inicijaciju mogli dobiti samo ako bi znali odgovor na tri pitanja.
Who is Krishna?
Tko je Krishna?
Who are you?
Tko si ti?
And what is your relationship?
I koji je tvoj odnos sa Krishnom?
It's sambandha gyan.
To je sambandha gyan.
It's called the knowledge of how things are connected.
To se zove znanje o tome kako su stvari povezane.
Or you could say it in slang English, the knowledge of the whole picture.
Ili možemo reći to na slengu, znanje o cijeloj slici.
Only then this process can work with you.
Jedino onda taj proces može raditi s nama.
So with this example, I wanted to say that a basic understanding is necessary for everything you do.
I s tim primjerom sam želio reći da je osnovno razumijevanje potrebno za bilo šta što radimo.
Because why?
Zašto?
If you don't understand it, you will drop the practice.
Ako ne shvaćate, onda ćete odbaciti tu praksu.
However, you must know, Radha Madhava, that the truth is something which your mind cannot at the present moment fully understand.
Ali trebamo znati da istina nešto što naš um u ovome trenutku ne može u potpunosti shvatiti.
Therefore I said a basic understanding of sambandha gyan is necessary.
Zato sam rekao da je osnovno znanje potrebno.
Krishna. I go by the order Nita Dayal. Yes, Nita Dayal Prabhu. Mechanic, yes, yeah. Srila Prabhupada once said that it is the duty of the leaders to always create a new challenge for the devotees.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao jednom da je dužnost vođa da uvijek stvaraju nove izazove za bhakte.
Here in our split yatra, I understand that the leader of the or leaders of the yatra are distributing responsibilities to you.
Moje shvaćanje u splitskoj jatri da vođe dijele odgovornost.
There's a very vam. Good way if you take on a responsibility in devotional service, then you can't act in a mechanical way.
I to je vrlo dobro, jer kad preuzmemo odgovornost u svom duhovnom životu, duhovnoj praksi, onda ne možemo djelovati mehanički.
There are two types of devotees.
Postoje dvije vrste bhakti.
One is the one who imitates.
Prvi je jedan koji imitira.
And he often is a mechanical person.
I on je često mehanička osoba.
And the second is the one who follows in the footsteps.
I drugi je onaj koji slijedi stope.
The one who follows in the footsteps is someone who takes on responsibility.
Onaj koji slijedi stope je onaj koji uzima odgovornost.
When you say my responsibility is that the Sunday, that one aspect in the Sunday feast is good.
Kada kažete moja je odgovornost da je jedan dio aspekt Sunday feasta u redu.
You will never be in a mechanical mood because each Sunday feast is different and there is another challenge.
Nikada nećete upasti u to mehaničko raspoloženje, ali svaki Sunday feast drugačiji i ima neke nove izazove.
If you never take on a responsibility in your service, you will always be a co-driver in everything.
I ako nikad ne preuzmemo odgovornost u svojoj duhovnoj praksi, onda ćemo uvijek biti suvozač u stvarima.
A co-driver is someone who just watches.
Suvozač je neko ko samo gleda.
And falls asleep.
I zaspe.
Isn't it?
Zar ne?
I know one devotee who is a co-driver. The moment he goes into the car,
znam jednog baktu koji je suvozač, čin uđe u auto, odmah zaspe.
So if you are a co-driver in Krishna consciousness, that means you never take responsibility for doing something actively on yourself. You will become mechanic, and mechanic means you have fallen asleep.
I tako ako smo suvozač u svjesnosti Krišne, nikad ne preuzmemo odgovornost, onda postajemo suvozač, a to znači da ćemo zaspati.
Also in spiritual life.
Također u duhovnom životu.
You have to take responsibility for your own spiritual life.
Moramo uzeti odgovornost za svoj vlastiti duhovni život.
My dear devotees, this is sometimes a mistake of those who accept a guru.
Moji dragi bhakte, to je ponekad greška onih koji uzmu duhovnog učitelja.
They think if I have been accepted by the guru and have been given a spiritual name, then my advancement is his work.
Misle, ako ja uzmem utočište guru, a dobijem duhovno ime, moj je napredak njegova stvar, njegov rad.
And when I stagnate, it is his fault.
I kada stagniram, to je njegova greška.
Because my expectation is the guru will carry me.
Jer moje je očekivanje da će me guru nositi.
You have the guru can just help you to take responsibility for your own life.
Guru nam može samo pomoći da preuzmemo odgovornost u svom vlastitom životu.
That's very very important detail.
To je vrlo vrlo bitan, važan detalj.
The guru wants that you become responsible.
Guru želi da postanemo odgovorni.
He doesn't want to always give you the intelligence, he wants to awaken your own intelligence.
Ne želi on uvijek davati inteligenciju, želi probuditi vašu vlastitu inteligenciju.
Like the sun who gives its power to light up darkness to the moon in the eastern hemisphere, the guru wants to give intelligence to the disciple so that he can light up his own life.
Kao što sunce daje svoju moć osvjetljenja mjesecu na istočnoj hemisferi, tako i duhovni učitelj želi dati svoju moć učeniku da osvjetli njegov duhovni život.
But it is so sad to see that people don't learn to take responsibility for their material life and also not for their spiritual life.
Ali tako je,
so irresponsible.
Tako je tužno vidjeti da ljudi nisu spremni da uzmu odgovornost u svom duhovnom životu i u svom materijalnom životu.
Yes. You need to make sure you get up to enchant your rounds.
Mi se trebamo pobrinuti da se dignemo na vrijeme i izmantramo svoje krugove.
Don't expect your guru to come and shake you out of the bed.
Nemojte očekivati da će vaš guru doći i trznuti vas iz kreveta.
This was a problem for me.
Ovo je za mene bio problem.
I like to sleep on Sunday.
Volim spavati nedjeljom.
One day I was sleeping up till 11 o'clock.
Jednog dana sam spavao do 11 sati.
I had been highly creative the whole night.
Cijelu noć sam bio vrlo kreativan.
And then my father came at 11 o'clock.
I onda je moj otac došao u 11 sati.
11 o'clock.
11 sati.
I said, I'm very tired.
Rekao sam, vrlo sam umoran.
I was so creative up till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Pa, bio sam tako kreativan sve do 4 ujutro.
I remember my father just took the bed. This German education.
Sjećam se, to je njemačka naobrazba, moj otac uzeo.
And just threw the whole bed.
Bacio me sa čitavog kreveta.
Then I thought, maybe my time in this house has come to the end.
Ja sam mislio, možda je moje vrijeme došlo do kraja.
Yeah. have to take responsibility for our own life.
Moramo uzeti odgovornost za svoj vlastiti život.
I am now thankful for to my father for his German education. He showed me very sure.
Sada sam zahvalan svome ocu na toj njemačkoj naobrazbi.
My father and myself have discussed that maybe one time when I'm more advanced in Krishna consciousness, we should make a movie about our relationship. It would be very interesting.
Otac mi je predložio jednom kada budem napredniji u svjesnosti Krišna, možemo napraviti film da pokaže naš odnos.
You all have to get to know him. He's very nice, a very spiritual person.
Morate ga upoznati, on je vrlo fin i vrlo duhovna osoba.
Yes, so there was Dayal Nitai. Responsibility, Dayal Nitai. For
odgovornost.
Your service and for your personal spiritual life. That will take you out of the mechanic way.
Za svoju službu i za svoj duhovni život da izađemo iz mehanike.
Sometimes I'm doing this to devotees. I'm saying, you have full responsibility about this.
Ponekad to radim bhaktama, kažem, ti imaš potpunu odgovornost u vezi s tim.
That means you alone and no one else is responsible if this works or does not work.
To znači da si samo ti i nitko drugi odgovoran hoće li ovo uraditi ili ne.
Don't tell it was anyone else's mistake.
Nemoj reći da je bila ičija druga greška.
And by this the devotees start to develop.
I uz pomoću toga bhakte se počinju razvijati.
Here in our split yatra, please every one of you take responsibility.
U našoj splitskoj jatri, molim vas, svi uzmite odgovornost.
Even if it's a small responsibility, like cleaning the door handle.
Čak i ako je mala odgovornost, kao što čišćenje ručke od vrata.
you will grow if you do this for Krishna.
Ako to učinimo za Krišnu, onda ćemo rasti.
If you think God will see if this door handle was cleaned or not.
Ako mislite, Bog će vidjeti je li ova ručka od vrata čista ili ne.
You will say our movement will be so, become so attractive if we have active members and not sleeping members.
Naš će pokret postati jako privlačan ako imamo aktivne članove, a ne one koji spavaju.
And many will like to be part of such a community.
I mnogi će željeti biti dio takve zajednice.
And you will feel actually closer to Krishna if you can do a service.
I ako možete napraviti tako službu, osjetit ćete se bliže Krishna.
I saw the other day Bhaktin Irena, is your name, handling the computer during the songs, huh?
Vidio sam neki dan, prije neki dan Bhaktin Irenu kako za kompjuterom tu radi za vrijeme bhađana.
And projekciju. You couldn't be mechanic.
Ne možete biti mehanički.
I noticed you had to struggle to have the right slide at the right time, isn't it?
Primijetio sam da si se morala potruditi da pravi slajd se pojavi u pravo vrijeme.
Maybe you were sweating a little.
Možda si se malo iznojila.
How to do this, you know?
Kako da to napravim?
But then by this little anxiety you become Krishna conscious.
Ali uz pomoć te male tjeskobe postajemo svjesni Krišna.
Once Prabhupada was asked by one of his disciples, how do I become Krishna conscious? And he said, by your anxiety.
Jednom je učenik pitao Šila Prabhupada, kako da postanem svjestan Krišne? I on je rekao, sa svojom tjeskobom.
Now normally when we think of anxiety, we think this is the worst thing which could happen in spiritual life. We want peace.
I obično kad mislimo o tome, stres, to nam pari najgora stvar u duhovnom životu, obično želimo mir.
But anxiety connects you with Krishna.
Ali tjeskoba nas poveže sa Krišnom.
If you think anxiety for you, oh, will this work? Oh, what will others say? That is not good. This is not how you become Krishna.
Ako imamo tjeskobu radi sebe, oh, šta će drugi misliti, hoće li ovo upaliti, onda to nije dobro.
But if you have anxiety, if you think, oh, for Krishna, this must work.
Ali ako imamo tjeskobu, oh, za Krišnu ovo mora upaliti.
Oh, for Krishna, I must give a good lecture.
Za Krišnu moram dati dobro predavanje.
For Krishna, I want to sing.
Za Krišnu želim pjevati.
For Krishna, I want to polish that door handle.
Za Krišnu želim ispolirati tu ručku od vrata.
Then you are Krishna. Oh, for Krishna, I want to show the right slide at the right moment.
Za Krišnu želim pokazati pravi slajd u pravom trenutku.
Then you think of Krishna.
Onda mislimo na Krišnu.
With an intense emotion.
Sa intenzivnim emocijama.
To just think of Krishna is not as strong as you think of Krishna with an intense emotion.
Misliti na Krišnu nije jednako jako kao i misliti na Krišnu sa intenzivnim emocijama.
Our emotions can bind us to this world or to Krishna.
Naše nas emocije mogu vezati za ovaj svijet ili za Krišnu.
This will be the last question. I have three questions we took. Yes.
Ali možda još neko. Ima. Evo može Sindura.
Almost completely answered my question.
Yeah. Satisfied.
Dakle, pitanje je bilo, Maharaj je spomenio tu privlačnost prema materijalnim osobama. Ako imamo tu privlačnost, što bi trebali napraviti? Da li da jednostavno nastavimo sa svjesnošću Krišne, čekajući da to ode, ili da napravimo neke radikalnije poteze?
In my example, how association, or my example, how association influences us, was incomplete.
Moj je primjer kako nas druženje, kako druženje utječe na nas, je bio nepotpun.
Because a human being cannot be compared to a crystal.
Jer ljudsko biće ne može biti uspoređeno sa kristalom.
At least not completely.
Barem ne u potpunosti.
Yes, our consciousness becomes influenced just like a crystal by the association which we have.
Da, naša svjesnost biva pod utjecajem baš kao kristal, ovisno s društvo koje imamo.
But we can do more than a crystal can do.
Ali mi možemo učiniti više nego što kristal može.
We can do something active.
Možemo učiniti nešto aktivno.
When you are attached to materialistic people, then you should try to make them to make them Krishna consciousness or elevate them spiritually. Let us start carefully.
Ako smo vezani za takvo društvo, onda možemo pokušati da napravimo, da ih uzdignemo duhovno.
Say you really like someone.
Recimo, na primjer, da bilja volite nekoga.
Then you can go to him and say, here is some prasadam.
Možete mu doći i reći, evo malo duhovne hrane prasadama.
Oh, here is there's something I just want to share with you. It's just such a interesting point.
Ili nešto želim podijeliti s tobom, to je jako interesantna poanta.
And then usually when you give some signal, some spiritual signal, something will change.
I onda obično kada damo tako neki duhovni signal, nešto će se promijeniti.
One possibility is that the person will become very interested and it's a new dimension of your relationship which opens.
Jedna je opcija, mogućnost da će osoba postati zainteresirana i čitava nova duhovna dimenzija vašeg odnosa se otvara.
Another possibility is that the person will say, I'm not interested.
Druga je mogućnost da će osoba reći, nisam zainteresiran.
That will do something in you.
I to će nešto učiniti u nama.
You will lose your attachment if someone says I'm not interested.
Izgubit ćemo svoju vezanost ako neko kaže nisam zainteresiran za to.
Very positive.
Vrlo pozitivno.
In from the spiritual perspective.
Sa iz duhovne perspektive.
So just try to bring Krishna into the relationship.
I tako jednostavno trebamo dovesti, pokušati dovesti Krišnu u odnos.
And something will happen.
I nešto će se desiti.
It will move.
Maknit će se.
And in whatever direction it moves, it will be good for your spiritual life.
I u kojem god smjeru da se pomakne, bit će dobro za tvoj duhovni život.
I remember.
Sjećam se.
I was promised in marriage to a aristocratic girl.
Meni su obećali brak sa aristokratskom djevojkom.
You know, very rich German families, you know, they do such things.
Vrlo bogate njemačke obitelji rade takve stvari.
I was 16 years old.
Imao sam 16 godina.
Then I became a monk.
Onda sam postao svećenik, redovnik.
I never forgot this girl.
Nikad nisam zaboravio za tu djevojku.
I was thinking maybe in the future.
Možda u budućnosti, mislio sam.
Then I will be a duke of a castle.
Onda ću biti vojvoda dvorca.
And that will be the best temple in the world.
I to će biti najbolji hram u svijetu.
I was thinking like this.
Tako sam razmišljao.
Then I was invited to a conference and she was also there. She was a politician.
Onda su me pozvali.
That was much later.
Mnogo kasnije na jednu konferenciju i ona je također bila tu, bila je političar.
She was 24 years old and I was 25 years old.
Ona je imala 24 godine, a ja 25 u to vrijeme.
I still had some little attachment.
I imao sam još neku malu vezanost.
Not in a bad way.
Ne na loš način.
In a groovy way, you know, just maybe then we could have a castle for Krishna. This is very nice.
Mislio sam možda možemo imati dvorac za Krišnu. To je jako fino.
And I would preach.
Ja, i mogao bih propovijedati.
And she would preach.
I ona bi propovijedala.
And we will take over the world.
I preuzet ćemo čitav svijet.
So then there was this conference.
I onda je bila ta konferencija.
And I noticed, I immediately recognized her, but she couldn't recognize me because of my different frisura and
ja sam je odmah prepoznao, ali ona me nije mogla prepoznati zbog moje različite frizure i odjeće.
All the time she looked at me like this.
I cijelo vrijeme me ovako gledala.
And I wanted her to make the first move.
Ja sam želio da ona napravi prvi potez.
Because ja sam brahmachari.
Jer ja sam brahmachari. Ja sam u celibatu, u odvojenom redu.
So then after the conference she came to me and she said in a special language which only the two of us understood, "Do I know you?"
I onda mi ona prišla poslije i rekla na specijalnom jeziku koji ja i ona razumijemo, da li te znam?
It was our secret language.
Bio je to naš tajni jezik.
And I said, yes.
Ja sam rekao, da.
And he said, what, you are that?
I ona rekla, šta to si ti?
I heard you went to Tibet.
Mislio sam da si otišao u Tibet.
Oh, I'm so happy to see you.
Tako sam sretna što te vidim.
I said, really?
Ja sam rekao, stvarno.
And then she's a very nice person, very cultured.
Ona je jako fina osoba, inteligentna.
She said, you know, we were promised to each other.
Rekla je, znaš, bili smo obećani jedno drugom.
Yes, I've not forgotten.
Da, nisam to zaboravio.
Then I started to preach.
I onda sam joj počeo propovijedati.
I explained from A to B to C to D, everything.
Objasnio sam joj sve, od A do B do C do D, sve.
In one night it was my longest lecture.
U jednoj večeri bila je to moje najduže predavanje.
At the end she said, "This is very interesting, but you know, I'm spiritually not so elevated as you."
Ona je rekla, da, to je vrlo interesantno, ali ja nisam duhovno tako uzvišena kao ti.
Then I said, "I'm very, very happy that you are so honest and but please start to do as much as you can in this life."
I rekao sam, jako mi je drago što si tako iskrena, molim te pokušaj što više možeš napraviti u ovom životu.
Yes, and she said, and it was a very nice way we said goodbye to each other. We knew it would never go together.
I to je na jedan jako lijepi način smo rekli s Bogom jedno drugom, znali smo da neće ići.
And I was so happy because she's so complicated.
Bio sam tako sretan jer je ona tako komplicirana.
Tako da. Krišna, milost.
Milost. To je bila milost.
And you recognize immediately.
Vi odmah bit odmah to prepoznali.
But sometimes it works in a different way.
Ponekad to ide i na drugi način.
You might find out the person whom you tell this says, why did you only tell me now?
Možete vidjeti da osoba može reagirati, zašto si mi to tek sad rekao?
I'm so interested.
Jako sam zainteresiran.
You should have told me earlier.
Trebao si mi reći prije.
Sometimes we don't know how far a person is.
Ponekad ne znamo koliko daleko osoba je.
You look at me and your eyes tell me that you're a little bit scared.
Tvoje oči mi govore da si malo uplašena.
One rule is never do something even if it's a good tip if you're not yet fully convinced that you can do it.
Jedno je pravilo da nemoj učiniti nešto ako nisi u potpunosti ubjeđena da si spremna da možeš to napraviti. Čak i ako je
pozitivno.
Vrlo to je jako bitno.
If you do something which you feel you just can't do at the moment, better is you prepare yourself to do it later.
Ako idemo nešto napraviti što osjećamo da nismo spremni napraviti u ovom trenutku, bolje je pripremiti se, ne napraviti to, pripremiti se da napravimo u budućnosti.
But ultimately you will see a relationship can only work if you can be the person you are in that relationship.
Ali na kraju ćemo uvijek vidjeti da odnos može uspjeti jedino ako vi možete biti osoba koja stvarno jeste u tome odnosu.
A relationship will never work if you can't be the person you really are in that relationship.
Odnos nikada neće uspjeti ako ne možemo biti osoba koja jesmo unutar toga.
A relationship can never work also when you can't give into the relationship what you have to give.
I ne može uspjeti ako ne možete dati ono što želite, možete dati u taj odnos.
And a relationship can also never work if you can't accept what the other person brings into that relationship.
Također ne može uspjeti ako ne možete prihvatiti to što druga osoba donosi u taj odnos.
A relationship, however, works if you can be slobodan, entirely slobodan to be the person you are.
Odnos može uspjeti ako možete biti u potpunosti slobodni da budete ono što jeste.
And if the other person can accept you the way you are, then it also works.
I ako vas osoba može prihvatiti takvi kakvi jeste.
People hope that the other person will change without them telling them how that they should change.
Ljudi se nadaju da će se osoba promijeniti bez da im oni kažu da se treba promijeniti.
Sometimes they tell another person, you must change, you must change, you must change.
Ponekad kažu drugoj osobi, moraš se promijeniti, moraš se promijeniti.
But the person never changes.
Ali osoba se nikada ne promijeni.
So relationships are not easy.
I tako odnosi nisu baš lagani.
Oh, Krishna. Better to become a sannyasi.
Bolje je da budete sanjasi, odvojenik.
To je best. To je moj mišljenje. But this is only for a few dinosaurs, yes.
Ovo je samo za par dinosaurusa.
I feel that it is now 9:35, and we should come to the end of this program. Do you also feel like this? It's a good time to go to bed for or to go home or to. Yeah. I was very happy to be with you.
Vrlo mi je drago što sam s vama.
Tomorrow is pause.
Sutra je pauza.
You must get a little bored of me already. And our next program is, I believe, Wednesday or at 6?
Naš sljedeći program u četvrtak u 6. U srijedu u 6.
I have one request to all of you.
Imam jednu zamolbu za sve vas.
Why don't we make an exciting experiment?
Zašto ne bi napravili uzbudljivi eksperiment?
On Saturday we will make the best public program we have ever done in Split.
U subotu ćemo napraviti najbolji javni program koji smo napravili u Splitu.
And each one of you should try to bring one new person to the program.
I svatko od vas bi trebao pokušati da dovede jednu novu osobu na program.
But nice people who are interested, not just the washed eaters, you know, or how do you say, not that because you feel I have to bring one new person, you just put some chloroform in your neighbor's nose and just bring him, you know.
Ali neku finu osobu koja je zainteresirana, nemojte sa kloroformom uspavati vašeg susjeda.
Šalim se. You know, it should be someone who could be interested.
Da bude neko ko bi mogao biti zainteresiran.
He must be a little qualified.
Malo kvalificiran.
Yeah. Please think about it.
Molim vas, razmislite o tome.
We want to make the best program with the fullest audience.
Želimo napraviti najbolji program sa najvećom publikom.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. It's correct, Krishna Jivani and Dharma God. Yeah, it's correct, yes. All right, anything Dharma God you want to say? Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hvala puno sa Činandar Maharaj, moram ja veliki Haribol za što je to.